Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, March 6th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Jody McIntyre, president of the Commerce Humane Association. Birthdays, perhaps the greatest artist the world has ever seen, Michelangelo, born this day in 1475. From the BBC.
This is the story of a superstar, a sculptor, a painter, an architect who strides the history of art like a colossus. He was a tempestuous genius who created works so big and so beautiful that nobody believed they were produced by a mere mortal.
Rob Reiner.
You are a meathead.
Is 67 today. Basketball great Shaquille O'Neal is 42 years old. On this day in history, March 6th, 1836, the Alamo falls to the forces of Generalissimo Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna. From the History Channel, University of Texas historian H.W. Brands.
Great tragic losses are always more compelling, more dramatic than great victories, in part because they bring us face to face with something that's going to happen to all of us. We're going to die. The Alamo, in its day, gave them a moral cause, and so they raced into subsequent battles saying, "Remember the Alamo." And of course, Texans have been remembering the Alamo ever since.
In 1857, the Supreme Court issues its Dred Scott decision, for the time being, affirming the right of slave owners to own slaves.
Chief Justice Roger Taney presided over what has been called the worst decision ever made by the Supreme Court. The justices sent Dred Scott back into slavery. The ruling cemented the Southern conviction that slaves were property, not people, and hastened the onset of the Civil War.
At the top of the charts in 1983, it was completely inescapable. Michael Jackson with Billie Jean. On the KETR events calendar, tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at the First Baptist Church of Commerce, the Second Chance audition for Commerce Idol. Commerce Idol is an annual community-wide talent competition put on by the Commerce Rotary Club. The proceeds fund scholarships for Commerce High School students. The event will take place on March 22nd, but participants must audition. An entry packet and other details are available by visiting CommerceRotaryClub.org and clicking the Downloads button. The Second Chance audition for Commerce Idol, 6 to 8 p.m. tonight at the First Baptist Church. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Our thought for the day is from the great George Burns. Sincerity is everything. If you can fake that, you've got it made. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Jody McIntyre. She is the president of the Commerce Humane Association. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're glad to have you and been wanting to have you on for a long time. Now, the shelter, a lot of people may not know this. It's the Commerce Humane Association, but the shelter is actually located in Wolf City. So tell us how that came about.
Sort of a funny story. Our first shelter was in Celeste, and the city decided they needed their land back, so we had 2 weeks' notice to move the dogs. And we were scurrying, and my husband and I decided to donate the land, which was in Wolf City. So we moved the dogs to Wolf City, and we actually, the shelter's named the Frank Barchard Memorial Animal Shelter, because Frank Barchard, a professor from here, used to be the president for years and years and years, and we thought it was a great way to honor him. And we serve all of Hunt County, so it was a way to not just look like we were Commerce, but we were for all of Hunt County.
Well, I wanted to point that out. Really, you're called the Commerce Humane Association, but in effect, you're really serving the entire county and more than that, really.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. How do the animals find their way to you typically?
We walk 7 municipal shelters every week, sometimes twice a week, and pull the dogs that are going to be euthanized. That's our mission, is Euthanasia Row. The dogs that find their way into the municipal shelters don't have much hope of getting out.
So the dogs that you take in now, you keep indefinitely, and you consider yourself a no-kill shelter.
Yes, sir. When they come through our doors and they become part of our program, they're with us until they get adopted or they die of old age.
Mm. With the exception of some dogs that come to you who just really have no hope, you were saying.
For us to actually euthanize a dog, everybody has to be in agreement. And to get five people all to agree at the same time is not an easy road. Yeah. Sometimes it's the only merciful thing to do for some of these dogs. But like I was saying earlier, we get a lot of dogs thrown off on us. Dogs that they've been in pit fights over the weekend and they're all torn up and they're not going to survive. They leave those for me on Sunday morning on my doorstep. Mm. The only merciful thing to do for those dogs is to euthanize them. They're not in our program, so we're just helping the community by alleviating the pain of the animal.
We're talking with Jody McIntyre, who's the president of the Commerce Humane Association. And so the fighting thing, the dog fighting thing, is still a problem.
Well, the sad thing, over the last month, we've seen greyhounds.
Really?
Yeah.
How many, can you say right now, how many animals you have in the shelter?
We just, today's spay-neuter day, so I'm not sure how many we added back on today, but we were down to like 142.
Mercy.
But I think we did 40-something dogs today.
Wow. But you do adopt quite a few, don't you, you were saying?
Yeah, we move about 100 animals a week.
I think that's encouraging myself. I wouldn't have guessed that it was that many.
It is astronomical, the number of dogs we move. But we're also a holding facility for the Metroplex. So most of the purebreds we move right out to the breed rescues. So that helps us get the dogs out.
Mm-hmm. Tell us then the biggest problem that you think that exists in the way that people take care or don't take care of animals.
I think our biggest problem in Hunt County is still the fact that we're not spaying and neutering like we should. Our county shelter, which is the municipal shelter here in Commerce, doesn't require spay and neuter. So when the people come in and adopt a female dog, and they take her home, she comes in heat, she gets bred, they get that female dog back with a litter of puppies. So now instead of having to euthanize one dog, they're having to euthanize 13 dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to break that cycle. Mm-hmm. And I firmly believe if the city set ordinances requiring spay and neuter, we would drive the number of dogs in our municipal shelters down. My goal is to run us out of business, that y'all don't need a no-kill shelter.
Sure. Yeah, well, I can imagine, because what a task you have on a daily basis. Yeah.
Yeah, and our shelter is not like any other you've ever been to. Cesar Millan and I talked for a long time. I was with the SPCA. I didn't like the fact we had to euthanize at 45 days. I wanted a shelter where the dog could still be a pet, even if we had it for a year. My longest resident right now is Eddie. He's a little Rottweiler. Well, he's not really little. He's 2 years old. But he's been with us over a year. He is still as viable a pet today as he was the day he came into the shelter.
Mm. We're out of time, but give us your phone number, and we will do a link to your website as well when we put this up as a podcast on KETR.org. But give us your telephone number and give it a couple of times.
It's 903-496-2412. That's 903-496-2412. Come adopt. I mean, our big dog's adoption fee is only $50, and they've had everything done for them that
All right.
you could possibly do.
Very, very good advice. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. Jody McIntyre with the Commerce Humane Association, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.